work is such an intriguing mixture of artistic creation, but at the same time, scientific invention.
She was a painter of light.
Fuller is really the beginning of contemporary dance. She blended the space between the body of the dancer and the garment.
All right, 98.1 KZE, welcome back to the Midday Show. I can't be more happy because it's so rare when I can actually say that I'm bringing on friends on to the Midday Show here. I have known Sabina and Ziva for quite a while through a number of their film projects, also personally, and so it's a delight to bring them on to talk about their latest documentary called Obsessed with Light, which will be having two screenings at Time and Space Limited this weekend. Obsessed with Light is a meditation on light and the enduring obsession to create. The film pulls back the curtain on Loie Fuller, a wildly original performer who revolutionized the visual culture of the early 20th century, creating a dialogue between the past and the present. The documentary delves into the astonishing influence Fuller's work has had on contemporary artists. Sabine Kriambu is an award-winning filmmaker with over 20 theatrical documentaries. That's narrative features to her credit. She co-directed and edited the NEH-supported documentary Letters from Baghdad. I believe Ziva was involved in that film as well. Ziva is an award-winning film. What a coincidence. You're both award-winning filmmakers. She also co-directed this, the NEH-supported documentary Letters from Baghdad. That was a great documentary, by the way. If you're out there and you're listening, go check out Letters from Baghdad. You guys, welcome, first of all, to the Midday Show.
Thank you.
Hi, Adam.
Hello, Sabina and Ziva. You guys have, it seems like there's a trend, at least through some of your collaborations, where you are bringing attention and or maybe including certain women that seem to have been erased from the pages of history.
Yes.
Oh, Sabina.
Yes. We have, it has been an interest of us to really find these amazing characters that are out there that people don't know or don't remember. And so it was a real delight to follow Letters from Baghdad with about Gertrude Bell with Loie Fuller in Obsessed with Light. And Loie Fuller came to our attention first when we saw a serpentine dance in one of those old movie clips that were very popular, film subjects to film the serpentine dance, like Lumiere and Méliès, and all these old cinema luminaries filmed these serpentine dance. And it was a beautiful clip that was hand tinted, and we were wondering, who's this woman behind this clip and this dance?
Yeah, it turns out she was extremely popular in her day, right? Go ahead, Ziva.
I was just going to say that when we first started researching, we were really fascinated by her power of transformation from someone who was born during the Civil War and who did vaudeville performances with Buffalo Bill to someone who became the toast of Paris and the embodiment of Art Nouveau. The other thing that really struck us about her was her creative drive and passion for innovation and consistently breaking boundaries creatively. And we really wanted to explore that. And also, of course, the contemporary relevance of the work that she did over 100 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like we think of contemporary empowered women as a product of the latter part of the 20th century, you know, with the women's, you know, equality movement, women's lib, as it was also called, or the feminist movement, suffragism, of course, before that. But these things wouldn't have happened without brilliant people like Loie Fuller to sort of begin the process.
Yes, she was really, what was so unusual about her was that that she was at this time where electricity first came on the scene. It was mm-hmm. the dawn of electricity. It was the beginning of the 20th century. There was a huge exhibition in Paris the World Exhibition that featured all these new technologies, and she had her own theater at that time, and that was very unusual for a woman to have that. It wasn't that she, with full awareness, like promoted herself as a woman. It was just what she did. She
Right.
had this drive, and she felt very self. She was very self-confident in what she was doing, and the fact that she was so curious in all these fields also made it really, really interesting. She connected with Marie Curie, who and was looking into potentially use radium to make her dress glow. Of course, Marie Curie and Pierre Curie said this is not such a great idea. But in any case, she sort of burst the boundaries of what you could do.
Talk about an early adopter. She embraced the technology and the science of the time, and she was a real pioneer. She comes as an utter shock to somebody like myself who, had no idea this person existed or that this footage existed. It's really beautiful. I want to also mention that you guys have had being ha are having a very successful theatrical at the beloved iconic Quad Cinema down in the city. You just are today probably finishing up your first week, and you've been extended for a whole other week, which really speaks a lot. How have the audiences been, and what is the you've done some Q&As there. I know you've got a couple more coming up. What has that been like for you guys?
Well, it's really been incredibly gratifying to see people come out for our Q&As and for the film. We had three sold out Q&As so far, and we're
That's
really
wonderful.
trying to sort of welcome different people into the panels, like Linda Murray, who is the head of the Jerome Robbins Dance Division, hold the New York at the New York Public Library, and they hold the largest archive of Loie Fuller material in the States. We use them extensively, and Jody Sperling, who is a choreographer that we commissioned to do a piece in the film, and she's an important part of the film. And on this weekend, we're going to have Paul Cantillon, our composer, and we're trying to always build into the screenings sort of an idea to get people to add value added, sort of something special. And we're very excited about our programs and our screenings.
Yes, I want to add to that. I think our film is particularly a film that should be seen on the big screen because it's so rare to, first of all, to get people to come to the theater, but our film really highlights and makes the performance part of it so immediate. So and people have been raving about the beauty of it and that it really sort of pulls you in. So we're really hoping to bring out the audience to see it on the big screen rather than to wait until it gets straight. It will be streaming, which will be down the line.
Yes, one of
Absolutely.
our intentions from the very get-go was to create a sort of immersive experience for the viewer, and that really comes across
Yeah.
in the theater.
It's really much more difficult to create that when somebody's watching it on a tablet at home or on their, living room. It's true. Well, the good news is Obsessed with Light, co-directed by Ziva Olbaum and Sabina Kreienbuhl, will be having two screenings at Time and Space Limited this very weekend, on Saturday at 3:30 and on Sunday at 2:30. That's in Hudson, New York, of course. And that up here in this neck of the woods, where I now call home, up in here in the Hudson Valley, we have a really enthusiastic, cinema-going population. We do, and there are a lot of people really seem to. I am surprised because I don't even get to the cinema nearly as often as I'd like. But when I do go, and I'm pushing myself to go more frequently, I'm really so gratified by the crowds that are coming out to the screenings that I've been to. So I'm going to urge people to check out Obsessed with Light. You will not be sorry for it. I can guarantee this is a beautiful film and really compelling, as is all your work, guys. So glad we have a friendship, and I'm pleased to promote Obsessed with Light.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Adam. Thank you.
We'll do this again soon.
Love
All
to.
right. Okay, great.
All right.
All right, this is the Midday Show here on 98.1 KZE. Back in a little bit.